Welcome to The Hot Slice. I'm creative director Josh Cowan. Along with me, executive editor Denise Greer and editor-in-chief of Pizza Today, Jeremy White. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
So for the next several episodes, we, of course, are from the show floor at Pizza Expo doing interviews with operators. So this is your intro into our continuation of interviews with pizzeria operators at Pizza Expo.
Enjoy, everyone.
Hi, I'm Genevieve Ruby, a fifth-generation dairy farmer here in Humboldt County, California. Did you know that 99% of California's dairy farms are family-owned? And we're proud to sustainably produce the milk that goes into quality cheeses you use to create your delicious pizzas. Thanks for helping make California not only America's number one dairy state, but the leading producer of mozzarella too. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
To deliver high quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
Hi, my name is Zach Fishman from Prime Pizza. We have 7 locations in Los Angeles.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the LA pizza scene.
The LA pizza scene has grown a lot in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you know, during COVID, everyone decided to stop whatever they were doing and make pizza. So
yes,
we got an influx of pizza places, which has been great. You know, I mean,
yeah,
there's literally places that, you know, came out of quarantine, you know, a couple doing pizza in their kitchen and
yeah,
built it into a business, which is beautiful, right? It's that's the whole spirit of entrepreneurship, and it's been wonderful to see that grow. And out of that, there's been an incredible kind of rebirth or birth of the
yeah,
pizza scene in LA.
I love that. And we kind of talked a little bit off the podcast about how LA is kind of known for Neapolitan
yeah,
pizza, but it's kind of expanded outside of that. What style are you doing with Prime?
Yeah, so we started in 2014, and we've always done authentic New York style pizza. So we do rounds and squares.
Yeah, so yeah, the rounds, they, you know, that you nice and foldable.
You can fold
yeah,
it. Yep.
So the squares, are we talking grandma, Sicilian?
Yeah, it's more of a grandma pie.
Okay.
We do a couple different, we do one style of square, but we do, you know, a bunch of different toppings. So we have a really popular spicy pepperoni, which is Calabrian chili and a spicy tomato sauce. It's really good.
You hit me. I'm still hungry. I mean, I've already eaten things off the show.
Haven't you had enough pizza?
I still want more. This is why I do what I do. But let's talk a little bit about kind of what got you into the business? What got you into pizza? Like, why pizza?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I've always loved pizza.
Yeah.
My dad's from New York. He was born there. My business partner's dad is from Queens.
Uh-huh.
So we both had dads from New York. I think that kind of started it in
yeah,
our blood.
And
then I lived in New York for 5 years and fell in love with it. I had my first slice of DeFera's, and
yeah,
that was kind of the end,
your
right?
Dad.
It was like,
yeah,
Dom kind of changed my life.
Yeah.
So after that, I just kind of decided that was what I wanted to do. And I really wanted to bring authentic New York style pizza to LA, because
mm-hmm,
10 years ago, that really wasn't a thing,
yeah,
especially we do by the slice.
Yeah.
And that's unique for LA. Like,
yeah,
there's not
is
a lot of slice joints in LA.
Yeah. Because when I think of slice joints, I think of walkability. Like,
yeah,
I think of walkability. And LA, I do not think about walkability when I
yes,
think of LA.
100%. And actually, that's why our first location was on Fairfax, because
okay,
Fairfax, right across the street from Cantor's, it's
okay,
a very New York block.
Oh,
and so
I got
it
you
does have that kind
that
of
walkability,
block,
that promenade,
but just that block.
Yeah, just that block. Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you open your first restaurant?
2014.
Okay. And what, okay, so now you're up to 7.
What, yeah.
How did you go from 1 to 7 in that time?
Well, they say going from 1 to 2 is the hardest.
Yeah.
And that is true.
It is
so
true.
So it took
okay,
us 3 years to get from 1 to 2.
Okay.
And then it took us 3 years to get from 2 to 3.
Okay.
But then from 2020 to now, we went from 3 to 7.
Wow.
So it was exponential. And I think that is true of growing units. Yeah. It gets a little bit easier and faster as you gather more resources. And
okay. I was going to say, what makes it easier?
People.
People.
Team.
Okay.
You know, I have a really good team now. Yeah. Back then I was doing everything. You know, it was me and my partner. We were in the shop. Yeah. Independent operators know this well. Mm-hmm. When you're in the shop, it's hard to focus on anything outside of the shop. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so that's why you have to get out of the shop to then grow the business.
Yeah.
So once I was able to get out of the shop, I was able to really grow.
To work on it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. With 7 locations, let's talk employees, because how hard is it to find employees in LA? What are you doing to make sure that you're fully staffed?
It's hard. I mean, there's no silver bullet, right? There's no it's just, it's hard. It's always hard. I think what it comes down to is treating people well and giving people a reason to work for you, right?
Yeah.
Your employees are always your biggest recruiters, right?
Absolutely.
So we get a lot of referrals from our employees. And so if you're not treating your employees well, that's your biggest recruitment just going out the window, right? And maybe even having a negative impact on you, right? So we just try and really pay our people well, treat our people well, offer the best benefits that we can at the stage of growth that we're at, which for us is, health insurance and our managers, always trying to give them more and more coverage. And, just trying to really take care of people. And then we have a couple of tools that we use for recruitment of employees to get them in the door. But I mean, it's a lot of hard work.
Awesome. So you're a veteran Pizza Expo attendee. You've been for a long time.
Yeah.
So what brought you this year? What are you hoping to get out of the show this year?
You know, it's so funny.
What have you gotten out of the show now?
Yeah. Every year I come, and every year I find something valuable.
Yeah.
This conversation right now, right? This is a huge conversation for me because we've never connected, right? And there's, for me, as kind of the owner of the business, my job, I feel like, is to connect with people and to make those valuable connections.
Yeah.
So if there's a vendor that has become a key vendor for us and we've never had a conversation with them about helping us on the back end with rebates or something like that, that's a connection I'm going to make at Pizza Expo, right? Because we can talk face to face. Some of those guys, they're from Minnesota or they're from back east, it's I don't get FaceTime with them.
Yeah.
So for me, the value is finding people at the expo and connecting with them face to face like we are now.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so last question.
Sure.
What's next?
More locations.
Okay. How many are you shooting for?
We don't, there's no end goal. No, okay. We're going to do 3 more, in the next year. We're pushing down into Orange County.
Okay.
We want
a big number.
Yeah, I know.
It
feels like a milestone, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to get there.
All right.
Pushing out to Inland Empire. There's all of these. So LA, obviously cost of living is really expensive. So you have so much sprawl, right?
Yeah.
So many people pushing out into these other communities. And now those communities need good pizza because they only have bad pizza. And so that's our whole thing is we want to bring really good New York style pizza to those communities that have never had it, right?
Yeah,
and that's what we're all about.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
Thank you.
In the magazine.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
All right.
We'll talk after this.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for approaching and wanting to be on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do.
So my name is Philip Adler, and I'm with Frida's Pizza. And we're in Southern California. We started in Camarillo, and we have a location now in Westlake Village and now in Moore Park.
All right. And you kind of told me a little bit before we jumped on that you started as a food truck.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that transition from a food truck to a brick and mortar.
I mean, it was pretty exciting in the beginning. We have a mobile wood-fired oven. We still have it. It's very busy, fortunately. And we had people reach out to us because they enjoyed our pizza to open up a location. And at first, we were, we're happy. We're just sort of working when we want to. And then after a little bit more pressure and some negotiation, we decided to open up a full-service restaurant.
Oh, that is awesome. Now let's talk logistics. Okay, opening up that, what did it take to get that first the restaurant actually open? What was the process? How long did it take?
Well, I will tell you that in the beginning, we very quickly realized that we knew nothing about opening up a restaurant.
Okay.
And, it's dealing with a city. It's dealing with, engineers, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, all of those things that we didn't realize we needed to open up a restaurant.
Yeah.
We needed. And And, you know, obviously working with the health department, that I knew. And I knew a little bit about building, but nothing about all the other stuff. It was a lot.
So why pizza? What was it about pizza?
I don't know anybody in my circle that doesn't love pizza.
Okay.
And so when you're, you know, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, I mean, when we went out to eat, we ate pizza. I mean,
yeah.
It's not uncommon to be a kid and love pizza. So
that's awesome.
For me, it was something that I'd always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to be in the restaurant business and the pizza business.
Yeah. What made you want to pull the trigger and start your mobile business?
I mean, maybe it's a little bit of insanity. But, you know,
I hear that.
But for the most part is, you know, just taking a chance. I'd worked for other restaurant companies for most of my life.
And, okay, so you have been in the business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, since 18, I'd worked for other larger restaurant companies.
Okay.
Whether it was a dishwasher, prep cook, or bartender. I mean, I worked my way through the restaurant
company. Yeah. Now, how does pizza differ from the other restaurant styles that you've been involved in?
I mean, it's the dough obviously is the most important thing. So learning the chemical breakdown of dough and how to proof it properly, how to get what you want out of the dough, it can be quite complicated and really frustrating. So, but once you get past all the bad pizza that you make, and all of a sudden you make good pizza. It took a lot of bad pizza to make good pizza.
It always does, you know. But you taste your way through it, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. And even if it's bad pizza, it's still pretty good pizza.
That's right. Any pizza is still great pizza, is my philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, so what brings you to Pizza Expo? Like, what are you really hoping to get out of this show?
This is, I think it's my sixth time coming to the Pizza Expo.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So even
you're a veteran.
But I typically remain pretty quiet. I walk through, see if there's anything that in, you know, box, whether it's boxes or equipment.
Okay.
Now it's a little bit different. I'm looking at technology, things to make us more efficient and to track things a little bit better, maybe a new point of sale. But always it's about the food and trying to taste things that maybe I hadn't thought of before, you know, or dough that I hadn't, you know, thought of making before. So
that's awesome. Okay, my last question is, what is next for your restaurant concept? Where do you hope to grow it? How do you hope to grow?
Well, we have a couple locations slotted to open in LA, one in LA and a little bit further north, past Santa Barbara. And, you know, we're going to grow, you know, slice shops, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, less labor. I mean, California's a very expensive place to do business.
Yeah.
And we have people reaching out to us now that we have our third location that's a full service place. People reaching out to us to open up more locations. So
that is awesome. Yeah. What a way to grow. Well, I wish you a lot of luck. I wish you a lot of success moving forward. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure.
Right on.
Thanks for all you do for the pizza business.
Absolutely. Awesome.
So yeah, I'm Stephen Brontes, the owner operator of Slice of Homage, located in San Jose, California.
All right. So tell me about the style you have going. It's inspired New York.
Yeah.
How does it vary from New York?
I think the differences are that I'm incorporating different flowers. Mm-hmm. So a traditional New York is used with like a General Mills or All Trumps, but we have a little bit of a different take on it.
Okay.
We're using different ingredients that won't typically be found just in New York. So I think
still
it's
a foldable slice.
Oh, absolutely. Right. You pick it up and it has a nice fold.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So tell me a little bit about, what about the San Jose pizza scene? What's it like there? Is it competitive? Or are you guys just owning it?
I'd like to think for craft pizza, which is what I believe we're all here for. We are kind of leading that movement there. But there's a lot of great pizza makers in the city. But, you know, we're kind of that city that's, it's a big city, but we definitely need more of the culture there.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how long have you been in business for?
Been in business for going on 4 years in July.
4 years. Congratulations. Yeah. You're almost at that pivotal 5-year mark.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So what got you into the business? What got you into wanting to be a pizzeria owner?
Really, when I was 17, I did a pizza project. I had been working at a pizzeria and I was inspired by the owner of the pizzeria that I worked at.
Okay.
And I just fell in love with the actual craft and just the environment, the safe haven that pizza gave me. And that was my inspiration at the beginning. And then when the pandemic hit, I saw everyone make their pages. And by that time, I had 20 years of experience in restaurant and hospitality. And yeah, I gave it a shot and it paid off. So
what do you think in that 20, with that 20 years of experience, what's the biggest attribute that you brought into owning a pizzeria?
The biggest attribute that about—that's a tough one.
What,
yeah.
What did you? You're one of those skills that you really brought in, or you're just like, man, this—I'm so good at this, and it works for owning the business too.
Yeah, I think it was actually learning from really, really talented pizza makers, and taking everything, every gem that. The conversations of coming to Pizza Expo, they leave you with a little nugget and just holding on to those. And then when I'm making pizza, I'm trying to transfer that to the pizza making and then to the pizza experience.
I love that. And you are competing tomorrow. What category are you competing in?
I'll be competing in the diet cheese competition. So
have you been working on this pizza for?
It's been a little bit over a month now. It was the last kind of like competition that I could join. I really wanted to join the other ones. I've competed a couple times, but
So you're a veteran competitor.
For the last 4 years. Definitely don't shy away from a competition.
And what, besides competing, what else brought you to Pizza Expo this year?
I think definitely the camaraderie, just getting to see the people I've met over the years and seeing what's new in the industry, obviously the competition. I have my team here that I'm fortunate to bring. At first it was just myself and now the people that really matter and that keep this business going are here to experience what kind of a different level of pizza.
It's definitely, they get to see like what the bigger world of pizza looks like and why your business is so important.
Absolutely.
That's the great thing. I'm gonna close out with this one last question, and that is, what's next for the business?
Next for the business, so currently we have one brick and mortar. We're looking to expand. We have a second location in mind, and I think that's where I'll really display what I've been working on more. You know, as a pizza maker, we're never happy with the Detroit. We need some more crumb structure. We need to come out with something innovative. I'm looking to add two new styles, or maybe a region, if you want to call that.
I love it.
It'll be the Chicago region. So
nice.
We'll be adding a fourth and fifth option for our guests. I think it's really needed in the city, and we kind of want to educate our city on, hey, there's other pizza. I mean, we live in California, and we grew up on Domino's and Little Caesars, unfortunately. And there's a space for everything, but craft pizza is definitely what our goal is for the city.
Well, that is awesome. We can't wait to see how you do in the competition and to follow your progress. So keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.